It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on this Thursday morning. Thanks so much for joining us. On this day in 1977, The Police made their live debut as a three-piece band. They played at Rebecca's in Birmingham, England. Later, of course, became extremely popular worldwide in the late 70s and especially in the early 80s. Sting went on to a solo career of success as well. But The Police, for the first time, made their debut live on this day in 1977. Joined on the phone lines now by Alan Dershowitz, American lawyer, known for his work in U.S. constitutional law and criminal law. He taught at Harvard Law School from 1964 to 2013, and he has a new book out. It's called The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Alan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thanks. You know, the book is very relevant today because there's stories all around that Trump is having problems getting himself a good legal team in case he gets indicted. And of course, he's going to have trouble getting a good legal team after what happened to me. I defended him in front on the floor of the Senate. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted against him twice. And, you know, I have been canceled by the left as a result of representing him, and even some in the middle. And so a bunch of lawyers who I've spoken to about Trump have said, oh, no, we're not going near him. Are you kidding? Our wives won't let us. Our friends won't let us. It's toxic. So, you know, the new McCarthyism has worked. It's magic. It has precluded people from defending him just the way the old McCarthyism had precluded the communists from being defended and other accused people. And I'll give you an example, which I write about in my book. I was at a dinner party, and I was seated next to Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of the former president who wrote the book Profiles in Courage. And she told me that if she knew I had been invited, she never would have come, that she didn't want to be in the same room as me. This is the ambassador, our American ambassador to Australia, who's supposed to be in the same room with the head of China and the head of North Korea. And she won't sit in the room with somebody who had represented the president of the United States against an unconstitutional impeachment. But those are the kinds of things I talk about in my book, The Price of Principle. The price has been heavy for my family. It's been heavy for my children. And I have a thick skin. I can deal with it. I don't care about parties. But still, it's a very dangerous trend.
People will say, I'm sure you've heard this, that they simply don't believe that you've been canceled, that there have been people trying to cancel you from professional opportunities, any of those things. You're Alan Dershowitz, they'd say. How can you cancel Alan Dershowitz? He's still writing books. He's still on TV. He's doing all these things. Tell people a little bit more, if you can, about what you've gone through for your principles.
Yeah. Well, forget about the parties and the dinners and everything else. The library in Chilmark, which I have spoken at every year for the last years, I was the most popular speaker. I said I couldn't speak there anymore. They refused to carry any of my books to be given to people after I defended President Trump. And I'm not the victim of that. As you say, I can speak. It's the people of Chilmark who want to hear me who are the victim of that. You say I'm on television. No, I'm not. I'm not on any left-wing or mainstream television. I've been canceled for that. I'm on Newsmax, and I'm occasionally on Fox. But I used to be on CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC. You know, cancellation can be subtle. I haven't been asked to speak at a given university. I got like 15 honorary degrees from universities. I was a major speaker at graduation. Today, that wouldn't happen. There'd be protests, and the administration would give in to the protests because I defended President Trump. That has made me persona non grata on liberal campuses, which means most campuses in America. I've lost clients as a result of it. Again, I have a thick skin. I knew what I was doing, but they've taken it out on my wife and on my children. My wife didn't even agree with me that I should represent President Trump, but people have walked out on her. Somebody in a gym said, oh, my God, that's Alan Dershowitz's wife. I'm getting out of here. I don't want to be in the same room as her when she was working out, as if somehow her sweat would get off on her and make her into a Trump Republican. Again, I'm a liberal Democrat. One of the reasons that I want to make sure that President Trump is not disqualified from running again if he wins the primaries is I have a right to vote against him for the third time, and I want to exercise that right. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just a supporter of the Constitution.
Alan Dershowitz's new book is The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. You said you are a liberal Democrat, and I know you have done a lot of interviews with Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager often says there's a difference between liberals and leftists. Do you also draw this distinction between yourself, a liberal Democrat, and leftists in our political world?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm a libertarian, a liberal. My economic policies tend to veer a little bit to the left. My foreign policy, probably a little bit more centrist. You know, I'm not, as no complex person is, easy to fit into a simple category, but I'm very anti-progressive. I'm very anti-hard left. My greatest enemies are Democrats in Congress like AOC and Ilhan Omar and others, Bernie Sanders. I mean, I would never vote for Bernie Sanders in a million years. So, no, I am not a left-wing, progressive, censorial, regressive Democrat. I'm a liberal Democrat in the tradition of, you know, Ted Kennedy, in the tradition of Bill Clinton, in the tradition of Joe Biden. I voted for Joe Biden and would vote for him again enthusiastically. So that's my politics. But no, I'm not a leftist, but I'm not a rightist, certainly.
We're going to spend another segment with Alan Dershowitz in a moment. We have about 90 seconds here before we have to break. The road that we're on, where your wife had someone say they want to be in the same room at the gym, and people don't want to be in the same room with you. Where does that road lead, in which people think that others are not entitled to the same kinds of respect, the same kinds of opportunities that others who they agree with, perhaps politically, are?
Well, Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard and the former secretary of Treasury, who's a moderate, described it as the new McCarthyism. We're going down the road of McCarthyism. We're going down the road of intolerance. We're going down, you know, you couldn't have the Lincoln-Douglas debates today. Mm-hmm. Half the country would say, we believe Lincoln is right. We don't want to hear Douglas. And the other half would say, we think Douglas is right. We don't want to hear Lincoln. Nobody wants to hear opposing views. And we're going to get nowhere with that. I used to debate Bill Buckley all the time. He was a classic conservative. I was a classic liberal. We would debate on television. Then we'd go and have a drink afterward and enjoy each other. That's the way it used to be and the way it still is in a small number of places. But it's certainly not that way in universities today. So, you know, university students don't want to hear opposing points of view. Mm-hmm. They want to have their points of view confirmed. I remember before this all happened, I used to teach a course to freshmen at Harvard, and I had 500 students volunteer for the course, and I can only take 15 students. And I would say to the students, look, if you want to really feel good, if you want to, at the end of the class, feel really comfortable, there's a spa down the road. You should do that. But if you want every one of your views challenged, if you want to leave the class sweating and saying, oh, my God, everything I've ever thought was right may be wrong. Everything I ever thought was wrong may be right. This is the class for you. I'm reminded of Woody Allen's great movie, Sleeper, mm-hmm. where he wakes up after all those years, and it turns out, you know, ice cream causes cancer and cures cancer. And all the things we thought was bad for you are good for you. You know, it's a topsy-turvy world.
Alan Dershowitz, The Price of Principle is the book. More with him next here on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.